The Negotiation Sourcebook, A Practical Guide to Negotiating Success. By John W. Minton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Negotiation Sourcebook, A Practical Guide to Negotiating Success by John W. Minton is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators. The book is divided into three parts. The first part provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiations, the roles of the parties involved, and the strategies and tactics used in negotiations. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as how to prepare for a negotiation, how to conduct a negotiation, and how to reach an agreement. The third part provides a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed in the book. The Negotiation Sourcebook is written in an easy-to-understand style and is suitable for both experienced and novice negotiators. It provides readers with a comprehensive understanding of the negotiation process and the strategies and tactics used in successful negotiations. The book also includes a range of practical tips and advice on how to prepare for and conduct negotiations, as well as how to reach an agreement. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills and become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your negotiation style. It is important to understand your own negotiation style and preferences in order to be successful in negotiations. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses can help you to develop strategies to maximize your success. Main idea number 2. Know your goals. Before entering into a negotiation, it is important to have a clear understanding of your goals and objectives. This will help you to focus on the most important issues and ensure that you are able to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 3. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is key to successful negotiations. It is important to research the other party, understand their interests, and develop strategies to maximize your success. Main idea number 4. Establish a positive relationship. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party is essential to successful negotiations. Building trust and understanding can help to create an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration. Main idea number 5. Understand the other party's interests. It is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives in order to be successful in negotiations. Knowing their interests can help you to develop strategies to meet their needs and reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 6. Use effective communication. Effective communication is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to be clear and concise in your communication and to listen carefully to the other party. Main idea number 7. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving is an important tool in negotiations. It is important to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to difficult problems. Main idea number 8. Manage conflict. Conflict is inevitable in negotiations. It is important to manage conflict effectively in order to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 9. Understand the power dynamics. Power dynamics play an important role in negotiations. It is important to understand the power dynamics at play in order to maximize your success. Main idea number 10. Negotiate fairly. Fairness is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to negotiate in good faith and to ensure that both parties are treated fairly. Main idea number 11. Use leverage. Leverage can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use leverage effectively in order to maximize your success. Main idea number 12. Understand the negotiation process. Understanding the negotiation process is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to understand the stages of the negotiation process and how to use them to your advantage. Main idea number 13. Negotiate with confidence. Confidence is key to successful negotiations. It is important to be confident in your abilities and to trust your instincts. Main idea number 14. Know when to walk away. Knowing when to walk away is an important skill in negotiations. It is important to understand when to walk away in order to maximize your success. Main idea number 15. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It is important to understand the different tactics and how to use them effectively. Main idea number 16. Understand the impact of culture. Culture can have a significant impact on negotiations. It is important to understand the cultural differences between parties in order to be successful. Main idea number 17. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It is important to understand the different strategies and how to use them effectively. Main idea number 18. Negotiate with integrity. Integrity is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to negotiate in good faith and to ensure that both parties are treated fairly. Main idea number 19. Negotiate for win-win outcomes. Win-win outcomes are essential to successful negotiations. It is important to strive for outcomes that are beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 20. Follow up after negotiations. Following up after negotiations is an important part of the process. It is important to follow up to ensure that the agreement is being implemented and to address any issues that may arise. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your negotiation style is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to know your strengths and weaknesses, and to develop strategies to maximize your success. Knowing your negotiation style can help you to identify the best approach to take in any given situation. It can also help you to recognize when you are being taken advantage of, and to adjust your approach accordingly. Your negotiation style is based on your personality, values, and beliefs. It is important to be aware of these factors and to use them to your advantage. For example, if you are a person who values fairness and honesty, you may be more likely to take a cooperative approach to negotiations. On the other hand, if you are a person who values competition and winning, you may be more likely to take a more aggressive approach. It is also important to understand the negotiation styles of the other parties involved. Knowing their preferences and tendencies can help you to anticipate their reactions and to adjust your approach accordingly. This can help you to create a more successful outcome for both parties. By understanding your own negotiation style and the styles of the other parties involved, you can develop strategies to maximize your success. This can help you to achieve the best possible outcome in any negotiation. Main idea number 2. Knowing your goals before entering into a negotiation is essential for achieving a successful outcome. It is important to take the time to consider what you want to achieve and what is most important to you. This will help you to focus on the key issues and ensure that you are able to reach an agreement that meets your needs. It is also important to consider the other party's goals and objectives, as this will help you to understand their perspective and create a more effective negotiation strategy. By understanding your goals and the other party's goals, you will be better equipped to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Having a clear understanding of your goals and objectives will also help you to remain focused and avoid getting sidetracked by irrelevant issues. It is important to remember that negotiations are about finding a solution that works for both parties, and that it is not a competition. By keeping your goals in mind, you will be better able to stay on track and ensure that the negotiation is productive and successful. Main idea number 3. Preparing for negotiations is essential to achieving a successful outcome. Before entering into negotiations, it is important to research the other party, understand their interests, and develop strategies to maximize your success. This includes gathering information about the other party, such as their goals, objectives, and constraints. It is also important to understand the context of the negotiation, including the environment, the dynamics of the relationship, and the interests of the other party. Additionally, it is important to develop a strategy for the negotiation, including a plan for how to approach the negotiation, what tactics to use, and how to respond to the other party's tactics. Finally, it is important to practice the negotiation in advance, so that you are prepared for any situation that may arise during the negotiation. By taking the time to properly prepare for negotiations, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome. Researching the other party, understanding their interests, and developing a strategy can help you to maximize your success. Additionally, practicing the negotiation in advance can help you to be prepared for any situation that may arise during the negotiation. With proper preparation, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome in your negotiations. Main idea number 4. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party is essential to successful negotiations. Building trust and understanding is key to creating an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration. This can be done by actively listening to the other party, being open to their ideas and concerns, and showing respect for their position. It is also important to be honest and transparent in your communication, and to be willing to compromise when necessary. By taking the time to build a positive relationship, you can create an environment where both parties feel comfortable and respected, and can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. In addition to building trust and understanding, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and goals. Knowing what the other party wants to achieve can help you to better understand their position and to craft a negotiation strategy that meets both parties' needs. It is also important to be aware of the other party's constraints and limitations, and to be willing to work within those boundaries. By taking the time to understand the other party's interests and goals, you can create a negotiation strategy that is beneficial to both parties. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party is essential to successful negotiations. By taking the time to build trust and understanding, and to be aware of the other party's interests and goals, you can create an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration that will help you to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 5. Understanding the other party's interests is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to take the time to research and understand the other party's objectives and needs in order to develop strategies that will meet their interests and lead to a successful outcome. Knowing the other party's interests can help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. It can also help you to anticipate their reactions and develop strategies to address their concerns. Additionally, understanding the other party's interests can help you to develop creative solutions that meet both parties' needs and interests. When researching the other party's interests, it is important to look beyond the surface and try to understand the underlying motivations and objectives. It is also important to be aware of any potential biases or preconceived notions that may be influencing the other party's position. By taking the time to understand the other party's interests, you can develop strategies that will help you to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 6. Effective communication is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to be clear and concise in your communication and to listen carefully to the other party. This means that you should be aware of the other party's interests, needs, and goals, and be prepared to discuss them in an open and honest manner. You should also be prepared to ask questions and provide feedback to ensure that both parties understand the terms of the negotiation. Additionally, it is important to be respectful and courteous throughout the negotiation process, as this will help to create an atmosphere of trust and cooperation. In order to ensure effective communication, it is important to be aware of the other party's body language and tone of voice. This will help you to understand their feelings and intentions, and to respond appropriately. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the other party's cultural background and to be sensitive to any potential language barriers. Finally, it is important to be patient and to allow the other party to express their views without interruption. By using effective communication during negotiations, both parties can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This will help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation and that the relationship between them remains strong. Main idea number 7. Creative problem solving is an essential tool in negotiations. It involves thinking outside the box and coming up with innovative solutions to difficult problems. Creative problem solving can help negotiators to identify and resolve conflicts, develop mutually beneficial agreements, and create win-win outcomes. It can also help negotiators to identify and address underlying issues that may be causing the conflict. When using creative problem solving, it is important to consider all possible solutions and to be open to new ideas. It is also important to be flexible and willing to compromise. Negotiators should also be willing to take risks and be willing to experiment with different approaches. Finally, it is important to be patient and to take the time to explore all possible solutions. Creative problem solving can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help negotiators to identify and resolve conflicts, develop mutually beneficial agreements, and create win-win outcomes. By being open to new ideas, flexible, and willing to take risks, negotiators can use creative problem solving to reach successful outcomes. Main idea number 8. Managing conflict is an essential part of successful negotiations. Conflict is inevitable in negotiations, and it is important to be able to recognize and address it in order to reach a successful outcome. Conflict can arise from differences in interests, values, or perspectives, and it can be expressed in a variety of ways, such as through verbal arguments, physical aggression, or passive-aggressive behavior. It is important to be aware of the different types of conflict and to be prepared to address them in a constructive manner. When managing conflict, it is important to remain calm and to focus on the interests of both parties. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. It is also important to be aware of the power dynamics at play in the negotiation and to be mindful of how they may be influencing the conflict. Finally, it is important to be aware of the potential for escalation and to be prepared to de-escalate the situation if necessary. By managing conflict effectively, negotiators can ensure that the negotiation process is productive and that both parties are able to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. It is important to remember that conflict is a natural part of negotiations and that it can be used as an opportunity to learn and grow. With the right approach, conflict can be managed in a way that leads to a successful outcome for both parties. Main idea number 9. Power dynamics are an important factor to consider when negotiating. It is important to understand the power dynamics at play in order to maximize your success. Power dynamics refer to the relative power of each party in the negotiation. This power can be based on a variety of factors, such as the size of the organization, the amount of resources available, the level of expertise, and the amount of leverage each party has. When negotiating, it is important to understand the power dynamics at play and how they can affect the outcome of the negotiation. For example, if one party has more resources or leverage than the other, they may be able to dictate the terms of the negotiation. On the other hand, if both parties have equal power, then the negotiation may be more of a give and take. It is important to understand the power dynamics in order to ensure that the negotiation is fair and equitable for both parties. In addition to understanding the power dynamics, it is also important to understand the interests of each party. Knowing the interests of each party can help you to better understand their motivations and how they may be willing to negotiate. This can help you to craft a negotiation strategy that is tailored to the interests of each party. Understanding the power dynamics and interests of each party is essential for successful negotiations. By understanding the power dynamics and interests of each party, you can craft a negotiation strategy that is tailored to the needs of both parties and maximize your success. Main idea number 10. Negotiating fairly means that both parties should be treated with respect and that their interests should be taken into consideration. It is important to ensure that both parties have an equal opportunity to express their views and to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both. Negotiations should be conducted in an open and honest manner, with both parties being willing to compromise and to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. It is also important to ensure that both parties are aware of the potential risks and rewards of the negotiation, and that they are both willing to accept the outcome of the negotiation. When negotiating fairly, it is important to ensure that both parties are given the opportunity to express their views and to make their case. It is also important to ensure that both parties are aware of the potential risks and rewards of the negotiation, and that they are both willing to accept the outcome of the negotiation. Negotiations should be conducted in an open and honest manner, with both parties being willing to compromise and to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Finally, it is important to ensure that both parties are treated with respect and that their interests are taken into consideration. Main idea number 11. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations. It is the ability to use something of value to gain an advantage in a negotiation. Leverage can be used to increase the value of an offer, to gain concessions, or to gain access to resources. It can also be used to create a sense of urgency or to create a sense of scarcity. When using leverage, it is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives. This will help you determine what type of leverage will be most effective. For example, if the other party is looking for a quick resolution, you may be able to use time as leverage. If the other party is looking for a long-term relationship, you may be able to use trust as leverage. It is also important to understand the power dynamics of the negotiation. Leverage can be used to shift the balance of power in a negotiation. For example, if you have more information than the other party, you may be able to use that information as leverage. If you have more resources than the other party, you may be able to use those resources as leverage. Finally, it is important to understand the limits of leverage. Leverage can be a powerful tool, but it can also be abused. It is important to use leverage responsibly and ethically. If leverage is used in an unethical or manipulative way, it can backfire and damage the relationship between the parties. Main idea number 12. The negotiation process is a complex one, and it is important to understand the stages of the process in order to be successful. The first stage is preparation. This involves researching the issue, gathering information, and developing a strategy. It is important to understand the interests of the other party and to be aware of any potential obstacles. The second stage is the actual negotiation. This is where the parties come together to discuss the issue and attempt to reach an agreement. It is important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be prepared to make concessions. It is also important to be aware of any potential obstacles and to be prepared to address them. The third stage is the agreement. This is where the parties come to an agreement on the issue. It is important to ensure that the agreement is fair and equitable for both parties. It is also important to ensure that the agreement is legally binding and enforceable. The fourth stage is the implementation. This is where the agreement is put into action. It is important to ensure that the agreement is followed and that any disputes are resolved quickly and fairly. Understanding the negotiation process is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to understand the stages of the process and how to use them to your advantage. By understanding the process, you can ensure that you are prepared and that you are able to reach an agreement that is fair and equitable for both parties. Main idea number 13. Negotiating with confidence is essential for achieving successful outcomes. It is important to be aware of your own strengths and weaknesses, and to trust your instincts. When negotiating, it is important to be assertive and to speak up for yourself. You should also be prepared to compromise and to listen to the other party's point of view. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Confidence is also important when it comes to making decisions. You should be willing to take risks and to make decisions that are in your best interest. It is also important to be aware of the potential consequences of your decisions and to be prepared to accept them. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiating with confidence is an important skill that can help you achieve successful outcomes. It is important to be aware of your own strengths and weaknesses, and to trust your instincts. It is also important to be assertive and to speak up for yourself. Additionally, it is important to be prepared to compromise and to listen to the other party's point of view. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Main idea number 14. Knowing when to walk away is an essential skill in negotiations. It is important to recognize when a negotiation is not going in the direction you want it to, and to be able to recognize when it is time to walk away. Walking away can be a difficult decision, but it is often the best decision to make in order to maximize your success. When deciding when to walk away, it is important to consider the costs and benefits of continuing the negotiation. If the costs of continuing the negotiation outweigh the benefits, then it is time to walk away. It is also important to consider the other party's interests and objectives. If the other party's interests and objectives are not aligned with yours, then it is likely time to walk away. It is also important to consider the alternatives to walking away. If there are other options available, then it may be worth exploring those options before walking away. However, if the other party is not willing to negotiate in good faith, then it is likely time to walk away. Finally, it is important to remember that walking away does not necessarily mean the end of the negotiation. It is possible to return to the negotiation at a later date, if the circumstances have changed. Knowing when to walk away is an important skill in negotiations, and can help you maximize your success. Main idea number 15. Negotiation tactics are the strategies and techniques used to influence the outcome of a negotiation. They can be used to gain an advantage, to create a win-win situation, or to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation tactics can be divided into two categories, hard tactics and soft tactics. Hard tactics are more aggressive and involve threats, intimidation, and other forms of pressure. Soft tactics are more subtle and involve persuasion, compromise, and other forms of cooperation. When using negotiation tactics, it is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives. This will help you to determine which tactics will be most effective. It is also important to be aware of the other party's strengths and weaknesses. This will help you to identify areas where you can gain an advantage. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other party's reactions to your tactics. This will help you to adjust your tactics as needed to reach a successful outcome. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It is important to understand the different tactics and how to use them effectively. By understanding the other party's interests and objectives, being aware of their strengths and weaknesses, and being aware of their reactions to your tactics, you can use negotiation tactics to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 16. Culture can have a significant impact on negotiations. It is important to understand the cultural differences between parties in order to be successful. Cultural differences can affect the way parties communicate, the way they view the negotiation process, and the way they view the outcome of the negotiation. For example, some cultures may view negotiation as a win-lose situation, while others may view it as a win-win situation. It is important to understand the cultural differences between parties in order to be successful. In addition, cultural differences can affect the way parties view the negotiation process. For example, some cultures may view negotiation as a process of compromise, while others may view it as a process of bargaining. It is important to understand the cultural differences between parties in order to be successful. Finally, cultural differences can affect the way parties view the outcome of the negotiation. For example, some cultures may view the outcome of the negotiation as a victory, while others may view it as a compromise. It is important to understand the cultural differences between parties in order to be successful. By understanding the cultural differences between parties, negotiators can better understand the motivations and expectations of the other party. This understanding can help negotiators to craft more effective strategies and to reach more successful outcomes. Understanding the impact of culture is an important part of successful negotiation. Main idea number 17. Negotiation strategies are the tools used to reach an agreement between two or more parties. They can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties benefit from the outcome. Negotiation strategies can be divided into two categories, hard and soft. Hard strategies involve taking a firm stance and making demands, while soft strategies involve compromise and collaboration. When using hard negotiation strategies, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and needs. This will help you to make sure that your demands are reasonable and that you are not taking advantage of the other party. It is also important to be aware of the other party's power and resources, as this will help you to determine how much you can realistically expect to get out of the negotiation. Soft negotiation strategies involve compromise and collaboration. This means that both parties must be willing to give and take in order to reach an agreement. It is important to be aware of the other party's interests and needs, as this will help you to determine what concessions you can make in order to reach an agreement. It is also important to be aware of the other party's power and resources, as this will help you to determine how much you can realistically expect to get out of the negotiation. Negotiation strategies can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It is important to understand the different strategies and how to use them effectively. By understanding the other party's interests and needs, as well as their power and resources, you can use negotiation strategies to create a win-win situation where both parties benefit from the outcome. Main idea number 18. Negotiating with integrity means that both parties must be honest and open with each other. It is important to be clear about what each party wants and needs from the negotiation, and to be willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. It is also important to be respectful of the other party's interests and to be willing to listen to their point of view. Negotiations should be conducted in a professional manner, and both parties should be willing to work together to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Negotiating with integrity also means that both parties should be willing to abide by the terms of the agreement. It is important to ensure that both parties understand the terms of the agreement and that they are willing to abide by them. If either party fails to abide by the terms of the agreement, it can lead to a breakdown in the negotiation process and can result in a failed negotiation. Negotiating with integrity is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to remember that both parties should be treated fairly and with respect. Negotiations should be conducted in a professional manner, and both parties should be willing to work together to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. By negotiating with integrity, both parties can ensure that the negotiation process is successful and that the outcome is beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 19. Negotiating for win-win outcomes is a process of finding solutions that are mutually beneficial to both parties. It involves understanding the interests of both parties and finding a way to meet those interests. It is important to remember that win-win outcomes are not always possible, and that sometimes one party may have to make more concessions than the other. However, it is important to strive for win-win outcomes whenever possible, as this will help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. When negotiating for win-win outcomes, it is important to be open and honest about your interests and needs. It is also important to be willing to listen to the other party and to be flexible in your approach. It is also important to be willing to compromise and to be creative in finding solutions that meet both parties' needs. Finally, it is important to be patient and to be willing to work together to find a solution that works for both parties. Main idea number 20. Following up after negotiations is an essential part of the process. It is important to follow up to ensure that the agreement is being implemented and to address any issues that may arise. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as through emails, phone calls, or even in-person meetings. It is important to be proactive in following up and to be prepared to address any issues that may arise. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to be willing to make adjustments to the agreement if necessary. Following up after negotiations is a key part of the process and can help ensure that the agreement is successful. When following up after negotiations, it is important to be clear and concise. It is important to communicate any changes that have been made to the agreement and to ensure that all parties are on the same page. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to be willing to make adjustments to the agreement if necessary. Following up after negotiations is a key part of the process and can help ensure that the agreement is successful. Finally, it is important to be patient and understanding when following up after negotiations. It is important to remember that the process can take time and that it is important to be patient and understanding when addressing any issues that may arise. Following up after negotiations is an important part of the process and can help ensure that the agreement is successful. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.